This is RSVB Update, episode 342, recorded Wednesday, the 4th of January, 2012. Playing with rocks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this episode of RSVB Update. 2012 is afoot. The last year of existence, probably. Some people think. I personally don't buy into that, but...
What?
That's, you know, the whole whole Mayan end of the world 2012 theory, don't you?
Oh, we're talking about the end of the world. Sorry. I didn't hear you properly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's Chief Snake.
Hello.
And as promised, we have somebody here who is a surprise. So, would you please care to introduce yourself?
I don't think I require any introduction. I'm the only Asian on the podcast. So, I'm Tricky, and hi, everybody, and hello, everyone that I met at the dungeons.
So, the secret's out of the bag now, but we'll get more into that later.
Okay,
just
then.
Exactly what kind of ideas Trekkie has for the future. But later.
More poking fun at Shane.
Okay. No, that wasn't part of the agreement when you said yes.
He means Facebook poking.
We got a question about that later, actually.
Isn't it great that I'm on the way out?
I got big shoes to fill.
That's right, but we will get to that later. We have a whole thing. I have a whole thing written up regarding that, and I'm sure Trekkie has some stuff to say as well.
Oh, no.
I'm sure Chief probably does, too.
Shane, you promised you wouldn't cry.
I made you make that same promise.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so January 2012, behind the scenes. It is fair to note that we are recording this a little bit early this week, just because, Chief, you're going away on Friday, and this was going to be the only time we could do this, because, well, tomorrow night you're going to be busy, so that leaves today.
And which because is, I wanted to be cruel and make the new co-host stay up late. See how dedicated he was.
It's only 11:30 p.m. there.
Yeah, but I've been up since like 6:30 doing stuff, and I am actually pretty tired. But
see, I am that. I would.
You know
what?
You know what, Chief? I probably would have stayed up anyway playing StarCraft 2 with Tim.
That's another thing to add to the list of commonalities. I forgot about that one.
All right.
But anyways, so behind the scenes for January. So we don't know if there's going to be an RS update this week. I'm willing to bet that there won't be, but if there is, whatever that update is, we'll discuss it next week. But from the sounds of this behind-the-scenes episode, or this news post, you're not going to miss much. The very most a quest.
The Firemaker's Curse! Yeah.
Which people are apparently getting mad about, because you need level 90 Firemaking as a requirement.
Exactly! I use for it for a change, but...
Yeah, we both have 99 fire making, and it's a...
Not me.
What's your fire making level?
I'm at 83 only, so I got a lot of work ahead of me.
You want to buy some maple logs?
No, I got 30k in my bank.
Chief, no, that's the wrong answer.
What? What just happened here?
Never mind.
Alrighty. Okay. Alrighty then.
That was what happened. Did you hear that few seconds of silence? That was Shane ignoring you.
Shane always ignores.
Yeah, because there's a story a long time ago. I forget what year this was in, but this was when you were going for 99 fire making there, Chief. And I asked you if you wanted some maple logs because you were using willows. And what did you say?
Oh, the little signature with your block them and all that stuff. And it became kind of infamous over the internet, over RSVNB forums, which if you're not on the forum, you should join right away. Just saying.
Hey, well said. Well said.
Okay. So, Shane, shall we start from the top, from behind the scenes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to talk about this quest because we already mentioned the Firemaker's Curse. So, 90 firemaking, 76 constitution, and 64 agility are the requirements. And this is also where the guaranteed content pool winner, Sarah, will be making her debut.
What kind of a name is that?
It was chosen by the people. So what can you expect with that?
Oh.
You know, when you put 50,000 people together to go vote, you can't expect miracles, right?
You should have had one that was... They should have had one that was Voldemort. Or a ripoff of him. Probably, you know, burned his nose off or something.
But wasn't that guy a male?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyways, so they say aimed at high-level firemakers, you'll join a ragtag group of fire fans as they delve deeply into the search of the secrets of firemaking. I don't know about you guys, but I read this and thought maybe this is the time when they're actually going to try and add a bit more depth to firemaking.
According to them, the rewards include unlock new fire training methods, 2 fire making events in the circus, and a one time of 4 toasty new pets. Maybe I get a baby phoenix. It'd be nice. But that's, you know, my little problem with it though is that, you know, those like you and Chief who have 99 fire making, the new fire make training method means nothing. And those who are in 90 fire making already, there's not, you know, in the whole scheme of things, there's that much left to train unless you're really adamant at it. And not to mention that those who are going for 90 fire making, i.e. me, are going to be spending the week at Jadinko's, which probably will get pretty full for the next couple of weeks.
I don't know. So, Chief, aren't you glad that you got 99 way back a long time ago and you don't need to worry about this?
Yeah. Yeah, in a way, I'm glad I did that. That took a very long time and a lot of my life that I will never get back. However, it seems like, I mean, they're only kind of rewarding you with new methods of training it. Well, that's how it sounds. I don't know what it actually does.
Yeah.
But there's still no actual kind of benefit from fire making. It's still just light logs they burn.
And then what do you do with the fire? That's, I mean, right. Hopefully that there will be some kind of use in that. But, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing I hope they don't do with this is I hope they don't turn it into something like thieving.
Into what?
Pyramid Plunder did.
Oh, Pyramid Plunder. See.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, they should not bastardize it that much.
Mm. And, you know, this is one thing we're going to be looking very closely at through 2012 is whether or not an update when it comes out has staying power. And that update that'll affect the game, and is it worth the effort, you know?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, though, because, I mean, Pyramid Plunder is great for thieving, but it's just like having too many of those sorts of methods of training in the game is really unbalanced.
Yeah.
And I think that they need to keep fire making sort of as it is for that. Because it's just, yeah.
It's always been that way, even in RS Classic. So why not just keep it like that, right? And also, if you do that, where's the end game content for that? You get to level 99 quickly, but after that?
Yeah,
you have 4 new pets. That's basically it. But, you're talking about the quest really quick. According to this, they're also going to... It's more of a... split dialogue from what I can see, or at least they're trying to make it that way. What was it? Let's see. Use your skills and dexterity to protect them from fiery foes who do anything who's anything but warm and fuzzy. You also need to be tough to survive. Let's see. This quest about using your ingenuity and judgment to find ways out of bad situations. So I'm wondering if they are trying to make this split dialogue, so you kind of choose the right way or the bad way, I guess. And I guess what I'm hoping for is that whatever choices you make will have a big impact on the next quest.
It won't. It's Jagex.
Would be nice. You never know. I mean, the last time they did the void, was it the void stare back? They had some
little things there. But it ended up the same thing. It had no effect in the end, the route you took, but you got to the same place at the end, so there's no point.
I don't know. Albeit it ended up the same way, but it was nice to kind of decide, like, you live, you die, which is, well, actually everything in RS anyway. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Maybe it would be nice if they did something like that. I agree.
But I think depending on what's going to happen with, if they listen to the people raging, they may lower it to, I'm hoping they may lower it to like 85 or something. Something that makes training fire making a little more worthwhile. So just
yeah, that's a good point. Even though I do have 99 fire making and I do like high quest requirements, I think if you did lower it to 85 or even 80, like you said, there would be enough incentive to train it. And then yet enough incentive to continue training after.
Yeah. Yeah, even 80, just purely because the reward is more training methods. But otherwise, 85 sounds good to me too, so.
Oops.
Yeah, well, let's just hope this doesn't come out tomorrow, because if that does, well, we're just going to be discussing something that, based on hearsay, and we'll have to give a better update explanation next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Thank you for that little breaking news announcement there.
All right, we'll get to it later.
Don't worry.
We'll get to that later.
That's such good news. That's very good news.
Okay. Oh no, whatever.
The Barrows are getting a graphical rework.
Yay!
That was further up the page. I should have noticed that first, but.
Okay.
Do you guys think they're going to reform the armor with this to make the armor look better?
I don't know, maybe. But I think, how would you make it look better, though?
We saw interesting player kit models at RuneFest in their 2012 session there. So maybe something from that?
I don't know, we'll see. Actually, what I would like to, like, have a little contest of players designing new armor. That'd be a nice little change. Tell them design new, and you know, basically whoever designs the best one, we vote on it, and top two or three gets implemented in the game somehow.
Oh, here we go. We're going for double barrows again.
Yay!
To
double
celebrate,
barrels.
There'll be a chance to find loot previously not available, such as a draconic visage, as well as a chance for double drops for a whole week after launch.
Oh, a whole week. That was only a weekend.
Nope.
Sweet. All right, Shane, you and I need to go down there for that week.
Yeah, I suppose.
I haven't been there in years.
Oh, it's so easy now being level 130 plus combat. I haven't been there since I was like 100. So.
Really? I haven't been there in years. Just ever since what was it, that last quest when you got the new armor, new Barrow's armor. I just haven't really bothered too much with it, and I haven't done it because I've been doing other stuff. So it would be nice to go back down there with you, Shane, and just test our luck.
Maybe. We'll see.
Convince me to log in, and I will come too.
If you come in, you get Barrow's armor.
Ooh, okay. Sweet.
If you come in, I will pay for your supplies.
That's nothing.
Hmm. If That's I come it. In, will you pay for my membership?
I already did.
You did? What?
Well, what not directly.
Huh? Well,
Never mind. We're going down a path here that's not conducive to this behind-the-scenes article. But anyways.
Okay.
Also, we'll see the return of the Hattie Wolf.
Shane was
and the sun munching brother
services.
Skull. No, that wasn't for that one.
Oh, that was another time, was it, Shane?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I know it was that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Right.
So
the wolf.
You'll fight Hattie again, and you'll get the gloves boosted up again, recharged. So from last year, same thing. And also, you'll get a set of boots from the brother that will boost agility or woodcutting XP for a set of time.
Okay. Agility, that's nice. I could use that. I could use those boots that although for the combat XP, I'm kind of max melee, so it's kind of useless for me anyway.
I have a confession. I didn't use my Hattie Paws last year.
Okay. I don't think I even had any last year. I don't think I even bothered with it. So I seriously don't remember getting it.
Yeah, well, there you go. So,
I suppose
we should ask you, Chief, if you used your paws last year.
No, I did not use them.
Okay.
At least I had them, though.
You did?
Yeah.
What they did?
They boost combat for something like 8 hours or something like that. Boost combat XP.
Okay. Yeah. Unless it's prayers, so useless for me. Okay, so what about the last one? Troll Warzone. We're closing off the month with an overhaul of Birthrop. Designed to take newly minted members through new skills. Where to take a tour even if you're a veteran. Massive graphical updates. Awesome cute baby troll pet who is really what he eats. Improved version of the Death Plateau. Wolf Whistle and Druid Ritual, which can be replayed if you completed the original.
Wow.
I think it's a one-time thing, honestly.
Druidic Ritual? How many years ago did I do that quest? Oh my gosh.
RuneScape Classic. Yeah.
For you.
Actually, I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, for me it was. I remember doing it classic.
Yeah, it had to be. I mean, yeah. Wow, nice.
I think it might be. Remember, you remember when they redid the tutorial island with the whole click here and voice acting thing? I think they may do the same thing with this. Just do it one time just to take a look. And I don't think we'll get anything unless they offer some new rewards to it. But which I doubt anyway.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. See.
And a new quest called Let Them Eat Pie, which is a particularly unpleasant war profiteer gets his just dessert, so to speak. Aww, why do you have to steal this from France?
What?
Let them eat cake.
Oh, do you remember? Okay. No.
Let them eat cake. War profiteering?
They spelt desserts as deserts, though. Is that intentional or?
Well, actually, Shane, you remember when we were doing first time going to Narda, and then there was that guy who was selling water for like 10,000 gold or something ridiculous. I think it might be him trying to get another method of making money.
Okay, whatever you think.
Oh.
Yeah, but desserts. You're right. That is spelt wrong there. Good catch.
Mm. Only Chief would catch that. Let's see. Along with some improved to skill guide to the interface.
No. Just forget this. Other interface improvements. Let's just hope that this is going to fix the whole debacle from last December or whatever that was. That was like.
I was gonna say interface improvements. That's fairly debatable.
Yeah.
Chrome goggles. If you've not grabbed a pair of exclusive Chrome goggles yet, you've only gotten to the 5th of January. I didn't realize that this was a limited thing. I thought that Chrome goggles were just permanently going to be available if you logged in with Chrome.
Well, by the time people are hearing this, it's already past the 5th, so let's just make that
note.
Well, you got your Chrome goggles. Remember how you...
I've got mine. Yeah, I like them.
You do?
Go everywhere in my Chrome goggles.
Mm-hmm. I need a car.
Well, yeah, it does a really nice emote with it, too. So.
Well, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It does.
Anyways. You know, if I had a small car on RS, I would wear it with a scarf. Probably I can't wear it anymore. With a leather jacket somewhere.
From the Captain Picard quest.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that one.
It's called An Enlightened Journey.
No, it's the Captain Picard quest.
Your face is the Captain Picard quest.
Hey,
I'm running out of material here.
Do not diss Picard. Right. He can
anytime
there is sun. Chief.
No, I've been doing so well. Like every show that I've been on since I got back. No Star Trek references whatsoever.
Shane.
Oh, no.
Chief, just so you know.
I don't even remember hearing any in the clip show. We went completely without Star Trek references.
You're right. That's a failure on my part.
Okay, but Chief, just so you know, Captain Picard can defeat you anytime there is sun.
Oh, is that right? Fine.
Yep. Because his bald-ass head will blind you and before it kicks you in the ass.
Okay, that was good. I was going to refuse to listen to that, but no, well
and
said.
And yeah.
What?
Oh, never mind. That was just so good, and I didn't even bring that on myself.
Okay.
All right. And if you're in the need of membership, you can still get 6 months for the price of 4, and you receive that ice mask. But that ends on the 4th of January, which is today, the day it was posted. So for all you guys reading this on the 5th, too bad.
Gutted. Slightly tempted, but not worth it.
That's all we got for this month behind the scenes.
So basically, we're gonna be a bunch of pyromaniacs who's gonna be at barrels for about a week, and we're gonna be a little Furby and do some newbie quests. That's basically it. Furby, you remember Furby?
Yes, I know what a Furby is, but how do you get that?
From the little hairy wolf gloves thingy.
Oh, right. Okay. I gotcha. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, that was interesting. Anyways.
If you say so.
What do you think? The way this comes out? January? Yes? No? Is that good?
I still think they should lower the fire-making requirements. I think it'll just give more incentive for people to train it and get it up there just to do the quest. Because this just alienates, like, you know, 85% of the people who play, because not everybody has 90 fire making.
And even with high fire making, like we said, it makes sense to lower it.
But it's up to.
We'll see how it all goes when it comes out. But I just hope that updates from this month has sticking power.
You know what? I think what's going to happen is we're gonna burn a house down. I swear to God, I think we're gonna burn a house down.
Oh, I wish we got it. We should burn down Draenor again.
Again?
Like in old times. I don't know. We had an event once. I was going to say something, and I forgot what I was going to say. That's terrible. It was really good. No, never mind. Move on.
You're having second thoughts?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Alrighty, all right. Moving on to questions then. We got 3 audio questions to start off with 2012, and we did need to remove one of them since it was kind of a bordering on the edge of inappropriate, and, you know, really? Do you really need to know about that kind of stuff? So
that, plus we couldn't really hear what he was saying.
Yeah, that too. So.
But that's because it got funneled in. So.
We got some intelligent questions here. First one is from Johnny Great.
If you say so.
Guys, this is Johnny Great. Sorry I haven't called in a little while. I've been busy. So my question is, for smithing, I'm a free-to-play, and my smithing level is 51. What would be the best way to, like, improve that? I don't know if doing steel bars would, so if you can help me out, it'd be appreciated. Thanks, bro. Bye.
Free-to-play smithing.
So basically, he's able to make full steel if he chooses.
Yep.
Didn't you say, Shane, you think it's better to make the plates, because make all the bars to go into plates and just sell them? Only the problem is you require a lot of money.
That's the problem with that. You know, as free to play, your options are limited. Our favorite smithing option for members is Addy Bolt 73, and prior to that, whatever it's you want, a plate body,
it's
or
Well, actually, most famous way is actually getting the golden gauntlets and just the smelting gold in bars members. For forever and ever. Or, you know, if you were actually members, use those steel bars and make them into cannonballs. That's usually
that too.
Fairly profitable, depending on what side of what the GE is saying today.
Yeah, you're at an unfortunate disadvantage being free to play. I mean,
when I used to do this back in the olden days, what I would do is I would buy my coal and my iron and just make steel bars and then sell those. So the current price of a steel bar is 1223 GP. Now, if we look up when the website decides to cooperate, we're going to look up iron ore and coal. So iron ore is currently at 373 and coal is at
245. So you will be taking a big loss if you do it that way. Although that's eight. What is this? How much was steel bar
sells for? 1200. 1200.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought it was. I heard something completely different.
No.
Yeah. If you. Let's see. So that would be around. Let's see. About 250. 500. What is it? How much was iron again?
723 profit or so. 600, 500, I don't know. Somewhere around there. Definite profit, but it's kind of slow.
Yeah, the only place you can do it is a Falador anyway. So, well, actually, you can do it in Lumbridge, but that's kind of inconvenient too. So, I don't know what area you're doing it in, but I guess if you want to make money, go with steel bars. If you want to level a little bit faster, turn them into plates. But
yeah,
that's basically our suggestion. Yeah. Or do half and half. Or do a little bit of half and half.
I had this operation going on with Pika where I would be the one making the bars and he would sell me either the coal or the iron. And that kind of worked out well because he would give me a bit of a discount on that. So if you can find a friend who's mining coal, maybe you could rope them into that. Or, as we said, just do this. But either way, you are going to take a bit of profit with this. So it's a decent method, but it's kind of slow. And, you know, another thing you could do is make them into steel plates. But the problem with that is you might lose money on that.
Actually, it's coal bag members only.
Yes.
It is? Oh, it's a pity. I was going to say you could use a coal bag and store your coal and have more iron so you can do more at a time.
Yeah.
No, actually, no, it's not members only. So why I recommend is, well, you need 35 to engineering first. Get the coal back because from someone who got 99 smithing, it was very, very helpful. He holds 27 at a time. I can't remember what the exact number was for making steel. Coal needed in bag. You can actually have, let's see. You can have all of your all your coal in the bag, just have your full inventory full of iron. I think that may work. So yeah, I would recommend getting dungeoneering up somehow and free to play, and get yourself a coal bag. It's 4,000 tokens, which
that's not
too bad. Grind a little bit if you like. Just hopefully you get a decent team. Grind a little bit, get yourself a coal bag, and then you can make more steel bars per inventory.
Yeah, and let's also be clear that you do not want to make them into plate bodies because you need 5 bars per plate body, and the plate body only sells for 1067 GP.
Wow.
Wow. That's a good point.
You remember
it'll be slow, but you know, you could. It depends on how much money you have and the way you want to do it.
you remember when smithing was profitable, Shane? When making full steel actually got you money,
and people would buy it to use as armor. We're dating ourselves here, aren't we?
Huh? Yeah, I smith steel plate bodies to get enough a high enough smithing level for the Varric achievement diary. Just remembering.
There you go. Yeah, and but not too long ago.
I lost a lot of money. I'm not advising you to do it. But.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big loss. So,
alrighty then. So, good luck on your adventure, and I hope you get the coal bag and turn out well. I actually forgot about the coal bag until I remember Lance. Remember Lance Shane?
Yes, I do. I talked to him over the Christmas break, actually.
So did I. Wow. He helped me with a couple effigies. I got 97 smithing. That was annoying. All right, so let us move on to the next question. And this is from RR Man and Sorcerer57. I'm going to get yelled at for that.
Due to a floppy drive malfunction, our opener has unfortunately been destroyed. But don't worry, kids. We've got something equally good in its place. Well, nearly as good. Just kidding, Shane. This is RSBNB Update Questions, recorded January 2012. Episode 9. You don't want to know what episode title this is.
Well, Sorensen, my friend. It's the end of an era.
What? Why do you say that, Ara?
Our little boy is all leveled up and is now leaving the show.
Oh, you're talking about Brad. By the way, Brad, thanks for the prompt poking. It was thorough.
Oh, yeah, that's not awkward at all. Anyway, Brad, what will you miss most about RSBNB?
Anywho, out with the old and in with the new. New host, that is. We are watching you. Don't you dare make any mistakes and don't agree with Shane on everything. This a little extra just for Shane. When are we going to get a girl on the show? Feels like a bit of a sausage fest.
I think what Sorensen was trying to say there, new host, is that we're wondering what will you bring to the podcast that make you different to all the rest?
And my question for Shane this week is, there is no question for you, Shane, sorry.
Yeah, there's a two-question limit, so you don't get one. Oh, we'll deal with you next week when I fix my floppy issues.
Lame.
That laugh is really creepy.
Play it again.
No, I don't want to play it again.
All right, Chief, you first. What are you going to miss? You going to miss Shane more, or are you going to miss the crew more?
Good question. I don't know. I didn't think about this. I should have, considering this is my last show. But, I don't know. Shane, what do you think I'm going to miss?
Well, I don't. I don't really know. Really,
that was crazy.
This past year, it's been kind of in and out already. So I'm going to just have to go with something simple here and probably say the discussions about farming and how we can convince people that farming is an interesting skill. As well as our little discussions about the user interface and how Jagex has no idea what they're doing with that whatsoever.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I just thought of something really creepy, but I'll wait for my turn. Oh, you just realized that what year this is, right, Shane?
Yes, 2012.
But you also realize what this also means for US, right? About the whole who's running stuff.
What does that mean?
It's presidential election year.
Yes, quite clearly. I just spent 6 hours watching Iowa.
All right, well, we'll get into that later. But this basically means that you and I are going to be butting heads for the next year debating over Romney and Meg Whitman. And I'm going to say no to everything, which basically answers that question, which, like, I rarely agree with Shane on many, many things anyway. And what I would bring to the table, I'm liberal. Enough said. Eat it, Duke.
Thank you, Tricky. You are going to make a perfect replacement for me.
This is going to be a crazy year of me saying no 3,000 times, but Shane would not listen.
Well, there was a clip on the clip show where you said you wanted to kill Rick Perry, so...
I did?
Yes, you did.
I remember that one. Well, I failed at my mission anyway.
I say I want to kill a lot of people. It's quite
nice. Anyways. As for a female on the show, I'm not aware of any females who are on RSBNB who would be qualified in guesting in means of being a staff member.
Not to mention that most female staff members that were here kind of left us anyway. Or kind of, you know, gone long periods before coming back.
No pun intended.
So, Okay, I didn't think of that, but you said it, not me. All right.
I'm thinking of the Australian one. Is that the only one?
No. Mushroom Queen came on a couple of times.
Oh, right. Wait. Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you.
They also come on once in a while. I can't remember.
What?
Yes. So, you know, she's not, you know, well, I guess I should not name names, but Brad at 1.1.
She is Brad gone. 1.
Yeah, you know, so just saying Brad 1.1 had a little thing with an Australian girl and it wasn't working.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Way back in time.
I'm sure you can find
some of the older episodes.
I'm sure you can find a thread somewhere if you just looked hard enough.
No, we're not talking about that. So, yeah.
We've driven our women away.
Dude, it's a RuneScape fan site. What did you expect, Wheezy?
Yeah, I suppose there are no girls on the internet.
Well, actually, there are, but they're doing better stuff on the internet than we are. They're mostly Facebooking.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, is anybody have any? No, I had to answer your part for you, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right for me. Because I've kind of haven't been on the show at all this year, apart from, you know, odd shows, I've kind of already, already finished in my own eyes. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't have anything to give up, really. But I am going to miss our intimate discussions, Shane, about RuneScape.
And farming.
Well, I don't care about the RuneScape discussions. I don't really care about those.
To be honest, what I'm going to miss most from the show would be the questions, because the listeners make it worthwhile. That's my honest answer. Especially your questions, RR Man and Sorensen 57.
Is that just because they're from New Zealand?
Only partly. Don't judge me.
Okay. Let's see.
I understand their humor and appreciate it like no one else.
Here we go.
Yeah, and you know, that's one thing that we're not going to be able to decipher much anymore, so.
Yeah.
Good luck. Anyways.
This brings back some memory, Shane.
Of?
Here you go.
Oh no.
No, I'm not clicking.
Dare I click this link?
What? Oh. It's RSB and
login required. Never mind, I can't be bothered.
Oh, right. Oh well.
Okay.
So that leads us in nicely to the next question.
which was sent by someone named Ryan in the email address, but unfortunately we can't decipher your name to type it out and pronounce it on our own, so we're just gonna have to call you Ryan. So if you want to tell us what your name is for next time you send in a question, please do send it in with your question. Thanks.
Hello, hosts of RSBNB Update. It's Cuddlebuddy here. And I went to go kill some dragons the other day, and then I realized that a lot of the bots are back. So I was wondering when you guys think that Jagex is finally going to update the game again so they get rid of a good chunk of the bots again. And when do you think Jagex is finally going to introduce voice chat to the game? Because I remember a while back they had a poll about it, and I'm actually really looking forward to having voice chat in the game. So thank you for taking your time to answer my question, and keep up the great work.
All right. Shane, you want to take this one first?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I've dodged this question as much as I can regarding the bots, because, quite frankly, I don't want them to come back, and I personally think that Cluster Flutterer did a good job at what it did. I think what we're seeing is color bots. I hope that's what we're seeing. I haven't been down there to look, but I hope that's what these bots are.
Well, also, as some of our forum members have pointed out, they're not perfect because, as I remember, Bosnia kind of killed two mods with full glories in them, which was like, he made so much money off of two kills, which was just hilarious. And my other friend was also half killing dragons, and the bots weren't doing anything. So What I think is, I don't know when they would. I think it'll be maybe harder because you have to basically improve a lot of other things. Would you agree, Shane?
There is no way to combat color bots. You can put something up that monitors every pixel on your screen. You get that number back. You sum them up in aggregate and find out what it is. You know what a dragon, green dragon hide looks like, if that's what it is. Move mouse into this range. Simulate mouse click. Item is picked up. I mean, that's a crude way of doing a bot. That's how we used to do bots back in the olden days. I didn't do it, but I mean, that's what the botting industry
well
used to do.
They have kind of combated it, though, because, I mean, have you noticed the world map changes color when you move?
Yeah.
When you what?
You know, when you load a new section of the map, the world map sometimes changes color in the corner of your screen?
Never
just
noticed
ever
that.
So slightly most of the time. And I'm sure they do other little things, but that, I mean, that's the only thing that I notice.
Yeah, and you know, they really can't change the hue of things in the actual game window, because if they do that, then, well, it's going to create some odd effects when you're moving between...
Yeah, it affects gameplay.
Between tiles. So.
That'd be nice to have purple grass.
Purple grass
would be nice. Yeah, purple grass. Think about it. All right, so what was the second part of his question again? Did Brad just leave?
Voice chat.
Oh, right. Won't really work well. Not in all chat, anyway.
I agree completely with you.
We discussed this a couple of months ago about the voice chat having on RS, and the biggest problem is you can't really... do that very well in public, because someone's going to be spamming go to this and this site like crazy, and one's going to be like, you're all stupid people, and the other one's going to be trying to sell this and that, so just get a lot of spam. We suggested before that only way this could, you know, possibly even work decently is either one only in friend chat or in clan chat. So that's the only way this could work. But how would you get it through Java? I'm sure Shane knows more than I do on this, but...
Oh, it's simple to do.
Oh, okay.
I think friends in clan chat would be acceptable. That would work.
Yeah, but our clan chat is dead.
For us, yeah.
There's people when I go in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no one's in a citadel. That's the thing.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know, it would be nice if... I mean, you know, just saying you can actually train skills now, random, free, and we're still not getting enough people helping out anyway, so that's why it died. And if you guys don't help out, we get nothing. So, yeah.
That is true. That's what happened. So,
me and Shane warned you before, if you don't help, we get nothing. And I warned those who wanted to join us, if nobody's helping, so it won't go anywhere. It'll actually go down, not up, or it won't even stay flat.
Alrighty. Thank you for that question, Ryan. And Chief, do you have anything to say to him?
I might. Oh, that was bad.
What? No, that's a straight... Chrisella.
Wrong country.
Dude, I know it was Chris. I knew it was Australia. I just did it for the hell of it.
That is Shane's mother.
Shane's mother? What? How did Shane's mother... Yeah.
Just made a mother joke, which actually made sense, except no one else will understand it. Never mind.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
Trekkie, you're reading the next one.
Oh, joy. Alrighty. This is from Mukasa? Mikasa Mukasa? Is that how you pronounce it? Alright, so more moon sack.
I think you've already screwed your first thing up.
Well, duh. I never made that promise. You know that. Hello, mighty Shane and Will Bay Fantastic 2012 co-host of RSBNB Update. Hope you all had a great Christmas. Yes, Christmas. This week on the radio, I heard something called a fruit salad tree. Yes, a tree with multiple graftings of stone and citrus. Has man gone too far? Would you think something like this would be a good addition to the farming skill? And here's a link. Oh, and also my cousin that is American now now came over for the holidays and what surprised me was not only he turned into a Mac family, his two little sprouts, which are 4 and 2, had to watch a movie on the iPad almost every meal for them to be quiet. Is that bad parenting, or having we moved on to a more tech savvy way? Also, one note about RSB&B website looks great on the iPad too. Before I took an arrow to the knee. Okay, first things first, arrow to the knees, ma'am, needs to die. That's just it. Never ever put that on here, and I will delete it. Let's throw it out there. And so Shane, what do you think of the fruit tree?
When I first read this question, I swear we had another question like this in the past. I don't know when it came from, but don't you remember discussing this at one point, the fruit tree for Christmas?
Who?
Chief?
Me?
You?
I don't remember discussing it. No, but would you like me to answer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have nothing else to say on it. You say man's gone too far type thing. But this is actually completely natural as far as fruit goes, because this is the normal way of how people grow fruit trees. It's completely natural to graft other fruit onto a tree, kind of thing.
You go first. I'm butting in now.
You can only grow the same family of fruit on one tree, which is normal. It'd get weird if you could grow like citrus combined with apples, but you can only grow different varieties of citrus and apple on one tree. So yeah, it's normal, and that's just how people do it. When you get down, so it's not like genetic engineering or anything. It's literally just attaching one sort of a plant to another. Mm-hmm. And that's how they grow.
And as you remember from me,
you
Shane,
you know an awful lot about this. Has anybody in your immediate family done this?
Not this. My dad. We have an orchard of apple trees and plum trees and stuff like that. That's my dad's hobby, and so we have lots of trees which have different sorts of like apples.
That's why I asked.
Can you send some over for us to taste?
They don't taste any different. They just taste like, well,
hey,
they taste
I don't mind. Really good
because they're
homemade.
yeah,
but you know,
whereas
just also,
like, oh, sorry, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say that like you said, it's not genetic engineering, but also the other thing is that we actually create a lot of vegetables basically doing this. Broccoli, yeah. Cauliflower, we made those. We will never find those in the wild anywhere. We made those. A lot of other vegetables, which I remember from my book. I can't remember what they are now. Those two stuck out on my head. But you know, as I was saying before, if you against genetic engineering, all I gotta say is seedless watermelon. If you don't get it, well, you're not doing your research.
Yeah, basically, if you're against genetic engineering, don't eat anything from a supermarket. That's how bad it is these days. Like grafting fruit like this is actually the only way you can preserve different varieties of fruit, and that's what they do in industry as well. But also in industry, what they do is genetically modify fruit. And they can also breed new varieties of things, which they call hybrids, which they do based on appearance mostly, and just to make them appeal to people. And they don't care about nutritional value at all. So... yeah, very interesting stuff. I don't care about it that much, to be honest, but when it comes down to flavor, I like our fruit the best. So,
yeah, you know, you can tell the difference between something that's imported from a long ways away and something that is fresh, for example.
Organic. Well, what you would claim to be organic, I guess.
Not even just organic, just different, like imported, store-bought versus... homegrown kind of thing.
Yeah, for one thing, homegrown is not all even. There's little holes here and there from little worms or birds going in. And spiders. And bugs.
Okay.
Yeah, that does suck. You do have to deal with that sometimes, but...
So... I don't know about the iPad 2 and somebody needing one when at every meal to calm a child down. Personally, I think that might be going a bit far.
Oh, no. Only thing we have is the TV on when we eat dinner, and that's because family wants to watch the news. Well, unless the kids are, many of them are good, then we'll let them watch TV downstairs whilst they eat, but usually we have them eat as one as family. The whole idea
good.
Of having... My little pet peeve when I'm out going outside is I see a group of family eating in a restaurant and there's like older teenagers have like earphones in their ears and it's like, you should really take it out. I mean, unless having the phone and checking your messages, that's one thing, but constantly just having music blowing your ear while you're eating like that is just kind of rude.
That's a bit sad.
Agree.
Go ahead.
People are either going to agree with us on this, or they're going to get mad at us and say that's the norm.
We survived for, 5,000 years without it, and we're doing okay. But then again, I bet you way back in the Egyptian time, they probably were yelling at kids for playing with rocks on the kitchen table.
But mommy, I like this rock. It's nice and sharp. Can I get papyrus and some charcoal, too, to make it give some company?
Oh, okay. Brad, do you have any ideas on that at the table, or do you just agree that it's not really appropriate?
No, not really. Needed? I've said enough on this question.
Okay. Thank you, Maramska. Sorry, Trekkie, got your name wrong there at the beginning.
Oh, I'm going to get your wrong name every single time.
Okay, Chief, next question.
Oh, this question is from Ara.
Yes.
Dear Shane, I just about said Acer. Dear Shane, Brad, and new co-host, it's good to hear from you after yet another year gone by. I have a bit of a tech question for you this week. My younger brother has just begun playing RS, so I've been looking into helping him get his own laptop. He prefers PC, and I was wondering if you could advise me on a decently priced, around $500 CPU. Thanks for the help. As always, just Ara. P.S. I got 99 Priya this last week. Many thanks for your advice on the Gilded Altar. Yay! Congratulations.
Let's see. Dude, go get a Dell.
Yeah, I agree with that. Don't buy any HP or Toshiba or any other garbage like that.
Yep, agreed. Go Dell.
Pretty garbage anyway, but...
Well, reformat it after you get it, and then it'll be okay.
No, you just need to run the, I don't know what your technical level is, but run the PC decrapifier. That's the actual name. Just plug it into Google. And idea is you run this piece of software and it removes any unwanted software that a vendor bundles with the computer, which is a good thing to do if you're buying it from any manufacturer.
Yeah.
To be honest, I would still reformat it because I've got this Dell laptop that I'm looking after at the moment for one of my friends, and it just... she'd had it for 8, 9, 10 months maybe, and it has just totally got corrupted entirely.
Hey, she got this that at the same time as your MacBook.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah. And thing
and
was
look which
dead
one has outlasted itself, eh?
Oh, well, it's just the operating system, though. But
I know, but I mean the operating system.
It's really, really good. So.
Mac fanboy.
See, that is
I put Windows on my Mac last week.
Oh, then I'm not talking about you then.
But yeah, that's good.
But just Dell. So they're usually pretty decently cheap if you're just playing RS. But
they're made of plastic, but they work and they're cheap. To be honest, would buy one over a Mac.
Well, to be honest, though, from what I remember, usually people can actually build their own. These semi-decent computers from UA for about $500-$600.
Yeah, that's true, but he wants a laptop.
Yeah.
He wants a laptop? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go try it. Take a look at Acer. That's what I've been using. It's actually pretty decent, although mine was around $700 or so.
Chief? Acer?
But
I like
it. Acer's good. My whole family uses Acer. These relatively decent specs, and also they have that annoying problem with Skype for some reason. So, yeah,
Acer
shame.
Acer is actually quite good. I have an Acer laptop that has had two hard drive failures, but apart from that, the rest of its hardware has actually lasted the test of time. I think a lot better than some of the newer laptops do last. Like the material that new laptops are made of is just plastic. They feel so flimsy. Like this Dell one, for example. Even though I endorse Dell, this thing feels like it could break if I accidentally lifted the laptop lid the wrong way. It feels that bad. But whereas my Acer one,
you got your Acer many years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, many years ago. I mean, it sucks now. The hardware the specs are crap, but it actually works still, and it feels solid. Like it could run Linux easily. I mean, I'm running Windows 7 on it, and it's got a 1.5 gigahertz Celeron processor. And it's a 1.0 on the Windows Experience Index. So it's
That's
crap.
That's a testament to Windows 7.
Yeah, but it still works surprisingly.
Yeah, see? Told you. Acer.
So, Acer is all right. Yep.
One thing that's going to be interesting to watch in 2012 is the adoption of Ultrabooks, basically the MacBook Air style of things. Hopefully one of the PC manufacturers will be able to get an Ultrabook under the $500 mark.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those in stores. They're really tempting. I've actually been like, oh, I want to sell my Mac to get one of these. But I mean, when it comes down to it, I've already got it, so I don't need to do that. And also, I think the main problem with them is battery life. And also, nothing is going to be exactly as good as a MacBook, but from what I've seen, the main factor is battery life.
Yeah. You know, isn't that the issue with all PC laptops? I mean, isn't it a well-known fact that the Mac laptops have the best battery life out of them all?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
On a single battery.
Dell actually has some good ones. The 14Z and XPS 14Z and 15Z, they have 8-cell batteries, and they look like MacBooks. I don't know how good they are in real life, but on screen they look like MacBooks. And that's quite good for a Windows battery. But whereas these other Ultrabooks that I've seen in stores have 3-cell batteries, which are terrible.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to deal with one of those. That's like netbook battery material.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Anyway,
Thank you, Justara. Yeah, me too.
Hope you get a good laptop. All right, Shane, you can.
Alrighty, this next one is from Zant Twilight. Hello, hosts. What are your goals on RuneScape for 2012? And he says, my personal goals are to acquire a set of Pernix armor as well as achieve 96 summoning. Happy New Year's to you all, and have a great 2012. That's Twilight Trekkie, not Twilight.
Yeah, you saw that.
Twilight.
Okay.
Twilight.
RuneScape goals 2012. Trekkie, you go first.
I actually don't have any main like big goals for 2012. I don't know. Aside from getting 90 fire making for this month, I got nothing. So I'm just going to go with the flow. I don't know. I guess I'll try to get everything above 80. I can pick up skills in the 70s, so it would be nice to get it up.
Okay.
So Shane, I know Shane wants to get a new skill into the game or something life-changing.
I do?
But
that would be good. Something life-changing for the game of RuneScape. But I don't have faith that we'll see a skill in the game that can do that this year. But my goal for 2012, as Trekkie said, really aren't that amazing.
99 fishing.
I really no. That's a
fishing.
Taboo skill for me now.
Oh.
Brad 1.0 is gone. Get on with the times.
No, we're not going to do that yet.
All right. How about this? I'll get 99 herb lord if you get 99 fishing.
No.
I'll throw in farming too. I'll throw in farming too.
Okay, now that's a maybe. We'll talk later.
That's pretty generous.
But right.
So
I want to get 40 million farming XP this year. I'm 1.8 million XP off.
Really?
Yep.
Mm.
Aside from that, I would like, emphasis on the word like, to get 95 summoning, but I don't think that will be happening. And I want to get 99 constitution because I meant to do that last year, but I just didn't get around to it for the for my Santa outfit when it comes time for Christmas. Red and white, you know, constitution cape. Yeah.
Okay. How far are you off?
I'm 97 right now.
Okay. That's just basically go slaying for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chaotic rapier rules.
<None of that. laughs> Chief, any goals for this year?
Be online.
Nope. Yeah, well, not log in or log in, whichever feels more appropriate. I should get 30 million farming experience. I was trying
to
do
that.
That
in a month and a bit. Yeah. That you have still?
Yeah, I've got some membership left.
Do you want me to sponsor you with that?
You just sponsor me. And then,
real world trading much?
No.
Oh, you mean as in just give me seeds? I would love that.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, we'll set
yeah,
something
it's only
up.
1 million
for that,
experience.
Then.
Yeah, I can do that.
And you need it more than I do. So after the show,
I've been trying to do that for a long time. Well, to be honest, no, I don't need your sponsorship. I've got the seeds. I just can't be bothered doing it.
Oh, so you already have the seeds.
I literally have the seeds in my bank. I just, yeah.
Do you have magic?
Maple seeds. And no, I don't have magic.
Well, I have magic seeds.
You're going to sponsor me with magic seeds?
Yep.
Is that entirely necessary?
He really wants you back into RS, Chief, and stay here.
Yeah.
No, let's face it, without you, he has no one to poke fun at. You know, that's I bite back. Yeah, see? Zero.
No, that's false. But
yeah, but you don't have anybody else to nag about 99 farming and whatnot. Or 30 million of farming or whatever you want to talk about.
Yes, he has no one to nag. Well, he's going to have you.
Yeah, but he can't nag me though. I'm liberal.
Oh,
so am I.
Okay, can we move on, please?
Okay, wait. Okay, other things I would like to do in RuneScape, but will probably never do, or at least not this year. 88 summoning from 86, I think. That's one thing I had wanted to do for a while. 99 construction. I probably said that last time a question like this was asked. And actually, yeah, I think I said something to... Yeah, okay, that's my stuff. Yeah, I'm done. Not going to happen, but it's what I would like.
Actually, I wouldn't mind getting a higher construction level just to make my house perfect.
Oh, and 99 ranged in magic. Those two.
You did mention those earlier in December.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing happened since then.
Normal.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the next question.
Next
then.
One.
Okay, this one's from Jason. Hello, guests. I hope you're all doing well. First off, I would like to give Chief a grand farewell. You've done a wonderful job as a co-host these past 2 years, and you'll be greatly missed. Anyways, onto my question for all of you. What was the last movie you saw in theaters, and what did you think of it? I just saw... What? Oh. That's okay. I just saw the girl with the... We already talked about tech, Shane. I just saw the girl with the dragon tattoo a few days ago, and it was really good. I now plan to read all the books and watch the original Swedish films if I can find time. Thanks, Jason. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Last movie we saw in theaters? Fright Night. That was what I last saw. What did you guys see?
When was that?
I thought it was good. By the way, it was a few months ago.
Okay.
I think the last one I saw in the theaters with my friend was Battle LA. It was okay. You know, alien invasion. We're killing off blubber people, ugly bags of mostly water. Shane, all right. What about you?
Actually, today is funny. This comes up. Just was at a movie today, Mission Impossible. That fourth, I think, the fourth movie in that series.
Is it a fifth? I thought they had fourth or one.
See, I don't know.
This is why they need to actually. This is why they need to actually, you know, keep numbering their movies. You know, it's annoying after like the third one. They're like, all right, Mission Impossible, the end of days, and then they go on again, like Rambo.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a series that was initially, I think, a TV series in the olden days. I don't know, 80s, 60s, 70s.
I wasn't born in the 70s.
Are you sure?
No, I'm 86. I'm old.
Okay.
I'm deadly old.
So, yeah, there's our movies. And, you know, it was a typical one like that. Nothing really shocking in it. All to be expected, kind of.
It's an action movie. You know, they just,
yeah, it was an action movie.
It's you know, all they do really is just scream a little, shoot some guns, and then yell profanity at each other for about 10 minutes. And the rest is just...
There wasn't that much profanity in this one, but...
That's why they had the PG-13.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I was going to say that... I lost my train of thought there. Something regarding the movie, but...
It sucks.
No. Oh, yes. That reminds me. Here's what I was going to say. It was a typical action movie. And, you know, we really don't get enough of those in these days anymore. Everything seems to be one of those crude comedy type ones that comes out, or some one that just is made to make a movie, you know?
Well, to be honest, most action movies comes out around the summertime, because that's when everybody, it's off. Well, the kids are off, so... Summer blockbusters are usually action-packed, well, or at least they try to be. And, around this time period, it's usually lovey-dovey comedy stuff with the Valentine's Day and, you know, Labor Day. That's kind of semi-lovey-dovey.
There's Christmas movies.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is usually in the fall.
Well, the Christmas movies just ended. But...
Yeah.
Shane, so, have you even seen Inception yet?
Yes, I did.
You did see it. I remember it had been a long time before you actually did, at least.
I did, and I liked it.
That's good, that's good.
You know, it actually makes sense to me about why they did all that, which is the scary part. Like, why all that worked out together. Oh,
yeah, it made sense to me as well.
It does tend to, after you watch it like 4 times.
Well, it's also a reason why you should all take psychology.
Yeah, psychology is good.
It basically flat out says, like, you know, why you have to go so in so many levels. Like, oh, okay, so it actually makes sense. I told my friend about it. I just went straight over it. That you don't care. It didn't make any sense at all. I just watched it for the crazy mind. Sorry, Shane.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Trekkie. But, yeah.
Nope.
So what? I guess that was your... There's your daily dose of, or weekly dose of movie talk. I don't know what else is coming, but it doesn't seem like much interests me these days.
The Muppets! I cannot wait to see The Muppets.
What about Batman 3?
No.
Would you think that would be a disappointment with the Catwoman looking like a, you know, basically plastic lady?
I don't do superhero movies.
Are you going to see The Muppets, Shane?
No, I'm wondering why you're going to be going to see that.
Because it has Jason Segel in it. I don't even know how you pronounce his name, but he's from How I Met Your Mother, and he's amazing.
Oh, okay.
How I Met Your Mother.
That's basically the only reason to go and see it. And it has a rating of 97%
Who are you going to go see it with?
On Tomatoes. 97%. That's a topic.
And who are you going to go see it with to get that in? You know,
it's not a topic, but nobody needs to know that, Shane. Nobody would even understand who that was.
Anyway. I understand it. I understood it. But you know, I never watched the show, but I know it. I know of it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What are we talking about now? I don't know,
I think that was multiple different things, but anyway.
Yes. Thank you, Jason, for the question. And that wraps up questions for this week. And as a reminder, since it is the new year, some of you may have forgotten, but you can send us audio questions too. questions@rsbnb.com as an email. Please do include a name with that. Or you can leave us a voicemail on Skype. Just add the username rsbnbupdate, no spaces, no punctuation, and leave a voicemail there. We'll get that in this show. And of course, you can phone them into the phone number, which is
575.
No, 571.
Oh, 571. Five seven one five seven two two six three two.
There you go.
Shit, I'm good.
All right. So this is a little bit abrupt here for tech news, since I for some reason forgot to put this in. That's what happens when I am not making show notes from a template, because I used the template from the previous episode, the one the Foci one, but there was no tech news in that one, so we got no tech news today. But we do have some tech news today. So first things first. Well, this week since then, number one. As always, Apple needs to make some kind of a little bump this time of year, so the current thought is that maybe, just maybe, later in the month, they're going to be focusing on textbooks.
Oi.
Wait, what?
Partnership with textbook. Textbooks for education.
Okay.
What?
Elaborate, Shane.
Well, the idea is that one of Steve Jobs' last projects he was working on was that he wanted iPads in every school. And he wanted iPads to replace textbooks. So he was working on deals with textbook publishing companies. So the idea is that Apple might indeed be forming some kind of relationship with one of these textbook companies to bring a catalog of textbook to the iPad.
You know, this reminds
I
me
see
of,
that.
Well, this actually reminds me of Tarot Notes, doesn't it? Everybody uses those.
Wow, you watch that too?
Shane talked me into it. I had nothing good on TV. I was like, they were doing like a mini marathon. And I was like, oh, why not? There's nothing good on right now.
Anyway, oh, okay. Yeah, Shane talked me into downloading it. So I've got all of the episodes. I just haven't watched any of them yet.
You shouldn't say download on the show, girl. you should have said,
snap. Okay.
No, sorry.
So iPad textbooks. you think this could be the next thing? Just replacing your textbooks with an iPad?
No, because the thing I see it is that it'll either get very, very expensive for the school, and the other thing is that someone takes it, it's basically your whole entire life is gone, and it kind of creates a monopoly, you know,
It's perfectly legit for Android to come along and make their own partnership agreement.
Yeah, but then wouldn't that also interfere with the whole curriculum? Because like half the class will have this and the other classes will have that. And this school has only iPad.
Well,
this one
you know,
only
the school
Android.
Would have to mandate Android or iPad.
Yeah, but that's just
but,
money.
You know,
that's money.
But
we
that
don't
is a good
have.
Point that, you know, the book would have to be available on both. But if I think the school would need to provide it, because I think we're at the stage where iPads are still kind of too expensive to be bought en masse for schools.
But, you know, also another thing is I actually still prefer to read paperback, not on a screen.
Okay.
It's still nice to just hold a regular book in your hands. Last one I finished was Lost Symbol, and I liked it, being able to take it out in almost anywhere, not worry about someone taking it.
I don't know. To be honest, I'd find an iPad to be way too distracting for anything like that.
You'll be waiting, reading your textbook, and all of a sudden, like, let me check my Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. I would do that. I'm that kind of person. And I think chapter ends.
Time for a round of Angry Birds.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I am quite academic compared to some people. So if I would do that, I just think that...
That's, you know, honestly, basically like 99% of all student population. Well, you give us, you know, one little electronic thing. Like, we're going to check our emails. And actually, nobody checks emails anymore anyway.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm text my friend really quick. What are you... Oh, no, what is it? W you doing? You know, you don't need more discussions. Keep it paper. Pretty soon,
all
one
right,
day.
All right, next.
On the other hand, though, it would be really nice to actually have something like that as a textbook because it's just one. It'll be easy to use, but yeah, too distracting.
Light on the backpack, but.
Mm. What about something less distracting, like a Kindle?
Nah, I still think it'll probably be
lame.
lots of people have Kindles actually, which is kind of weird. They're, like, I don't want to get the iPad because it's too expensive, so I just settle on Kindle because I like reading the books. Okay, it's your choice. But I just think the Kindle is just a little bit small to be reading very well. I mean, well,
you can make the font size really big.
Yeah, but then you don't get the whole page.
So you do there. 3 words per page, and there you go. And then you can get more points for reading more pages.
Read 10 pages. Read 50. Read 10 pages. Okay. T H E. Oh, I'm done. That doesn't work.
Anyways, so it's quite clear you guys think differently than me on that. That's okay. Well, you know, I think it would be a good idea, but I agree with what you said there, Chief, regarding the distraction aspect.
Don't
I think. Oh, sorry. I think there actually is like a private school somewhere in New Zealand, might be in Auckland or something, which actually does do that. It requires all students to have iPads. So I don't think that, you know, they fund them themselves. They actually just require the students to have them.
Well, if you can afford a private school, you can afford an iPad.
So, yeah I guess so.
If you can afford an iPad, and why would you be in a public school in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in elementary school with it, your parents are either loaded or you really worked hard for it. Or you're like Shane who got parents who will buy it for him just because they're nice.
To be fair, the iPad here is not mine.
Really?
Exclusively. No.
So it's like the family type thing?
Yes.
Or
yes.
You have to share it with your sister?
Oh, they I think the parents use it more than we do. So
that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. Yep.
At least they're able to use the technology. It's accessible to that generation. Go.
Ready for the next news story in my little fake tech news here?
Mm-hmm. Go.
We're all familiar with GoDaddy, right? GoDaddy.com.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, GoDaddy
like
girls.
I like where this is going.
People hate GoDaddy. They hated them before. They hate them more now. Because GoDaddy was supporting the, as we mentioned way back in November, the SOPA legislation, the Stop Online Piracy Act. And people who were on GoDaddy decided that they didn't like a company that they put their domain names in supporting such a piece of legislation. And in fact, it did turn out that GoDaddy was responsible for suggesting some changes to the law as it was being authored. So suffice to say, GoDaddy lost a substantial amount of domain names. I think it was on December 28th. So people did rebel and leave GoDaddy regarding that. So I don't know particularly if the knee-jerk reaction is warranted towards the SOPA support, but personally, I don't like GoDaddy as a domain name registrar.
No, I think I might transfer mine to Namecheap or something at some point.
Do what? Yeah, we're going to transfer RSBNB when it comes up for renewal to a different one as well. So just because GoDaddy likes to try and upsell you on things, and it's very hard to unsubscribe from something.
All the time.
You bought once and you don't need it anymore. But, yeah, so, you know, with such a high-profile case like this, do you guys think that this law is going to be dead, or do you think this
it
is just
should be.
Yeah, usually we don't like people trying to control the internet, which I know, Shane, you have your own point of view. We all know it's just really going to be... They have to do something like completely crazy to really be able to control it at this time.
Right yeah, now. And that's true, because the internet is not built to be controlled. And while it would be nice to do that, it's just not possible. So you got to take what you can get. That's my stance on it. But
take what you can get. All right.
Yeah. But, you know, GoDaddy is just not... They were a domain registrar a long time ago, and I think that back in the day they were okay, but now there are better options. I don't know how relevant this is for anybody out there because, you know, quite frankly, owning domains is not something everybody does. Trek, do you own any domain names?
No, of course not.
But still, I mean, it's SOPA shows
and it's,
what effect it's having.
It's US only, though.
But I mean, it's still freedom. It affects the wide. I mean, because if it affects the US, it basically affects everyone, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that's the idea of it, that it would just affect the US. But with something as complex as DNS, you can't really be sure. But if it were to work, then that might be a good thing. But then you got the whole question of the protocol being abused and not working the way it's supposed to work.
And in theory, you can just always use a proxy to get around the bunny block sites anyway. So,
yeah, just make it like your IP is coming out of a different country, like Canada, for example. Because the way the DNS system works, which means domain name system, is that what happens is when you enter in a website domain name, example, rsbnb.com, a series of domain name servers are queried. It's like a phone book. You want to find a certain name, I mean a number, in there. So you look up rsbnb.com and it points to the RSBNB server IP address. Then your browser sends a request there and it's returned. Essentially what this law does is it steps into the middle and says, oh, no, not allowed to go there. That kind of thing. Anyways, that was a brief description there on DNS.
Okay.
So that's all I got for tech news.
Good.
All right.
Two other things.
Alrighty. On to other things, including the January Skill of the Month update, December Skill of the Month, and Skiller of the Year. That's a really? Mouthful.
Say that 10 times fast, Shane.
I can't.
Achievements of the week.
So let's start with December Skill of the Month. So, December Skill of the Month was smithing. It was won by Alta with a grand total of 7,079,769 smithing experience gained.
Whoa, that's a pretty good effort.
That's smithing. A lot of sevens.
Yeah, and it's worth also noting that the next person in second was Brian with 1.4 million. That's a very substantial amount of XP in between those two.
It's basically who has the most willpower and who can stay awake a little bit longer. You go, girl.
So congratulations to you, Alta, on that win. But on the same track, end of December also means Skiller of the Year. And for anybody who's not familiar what that is, it's essentially just a mention we hand out at the end of the year to the person who gained the most experience in 2011, and that person was the Lion 777, gaining 46,389,023 experience throughout all competitions where he signed up.
Wow.
Easily ahead of the second place, I'm imagining.
Yes, the second place was Pris with 24 million experience, about.
So
and third
that's
was
Adron like
Cronon
double.
With 19.4.
Wow.
So that's what you guys did in 2011 for Skill of the Month.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yep, well, we're already going there for 2012, January, the Slayer Skill of the Month.
Oh, Slayer. Wonder how people are going to be having cannons everywhere.
I don't know. I've always wondered how a Slayer competition would work and how these people can get such huge amounts of experience.
Cannons.
For example, Chief, you want to read off the top three?
Damn it, I just closed that. Okay. At the moment, the person coming first is Sorensen57, who has 644,000 XP gained, and it's been 3 days, by the way. And so he's averaging 214k per day. And then it's a very close competition because number two is Ranging God, and he's gained 630k XP, so he's averaging 210k a day. So it's pretty close at the moment. It's 12k XP difference. And then the next one is One Stone Pwn. He's got 400k XP gained, and then Bonsai, who's gained 300k, and then Sir Cormac, and it's all very close at the moment. Between everyone, it could be anyone's game.
Yeah.
And please do keep going, because we see these competitions in the first week, and they're so energetic, and you don't know who's going to change per day, and then it just drops off. So please do keep going, everybody. Like, everybody's got a decent amount of experience in the top 25 here, so just keep going and keep this interesting for us.
Ooh, I agree.
You guys can do it.
Go Sorensen 57. Mm. Not that I'm biased or
Slayer. So okay. How do you get 244,000 average smithing XP in a day?
I don't know. You ask him. Maybe he did some SC hammers or something. I don't know.
How do you get that much average Slayer?
I mean Slayer. Yes. Oh, did I say smithing?
Yeah, you said smithing.
Well, I got confused because you said 244,000, which is you amalgamated the XP named and average XP columns.
But
oh wow,
I'm gonna say chaotic rapier and cannons and lots of cannonballs.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah.
Sorensen, let us know what you're up to with that.
Well, according to RuneWire, he just got
and
a
other
secondary.
People too.
Well, according to RuneWire, he just got another draconic visage. From
seriously,
yeah.
Oh,
so okay. On kind of three, let's all say we hate you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We hate you. Oh, you guys suck.
I was tempted, but I kind of knew that it would happen.
I know. We all did.
And he can't insult a New Zealander.
That too. Second visage into holy crap. Oh well.
How do you do that?
The fact that they're not worth anything anymore.
Do well, what? They're 10 million each. I'd call that worth quite a bit still.
Well, yeah, 10 million, but a fraction of what they used to be.
Yeah, a fraction of what I paid to Shane.
For
I'm going to log in just to reply to that RuneWire post.
You remember when you sold me your Dragonfire shield?
Oh, right. Wasn't that for like 28 million?
I think so, around that. I was just starting crafting, and then you sold it to me, and I got the cheapest value I could get.
That's great. So, anyways, shall we move on to achievements of the week?
Alrighty.
There we go. I have posted my thoughts on that RuneWire post. Yes, we may move on. Go.
All right, first up, Trimera 760 with 99 thieving on the second. Congratulations to you.
Yay.
Chief, take the next one.
Then Mainuku got 99 Slayer also on January 2nd. Congratulations. That's pretty impressive, 99 Slayer.
And finally, congratulations again to Mainuku and 99 Attack on December 24th. Okay. Shane, typo. There we go. You put December 24, 2012. Like, wait, that's not right. You know, most people have the opposite effect, but not you. So yeah. So congratulations to you too. So
congratulations to everyone.
Yeah, keep it
up. Here's to a good 2012 full of a great amount of experience gained.
Or not.
In achievements of the week. We like achievements of the week.
And those definitely.
It's a good thing. Yes. So
cool. Informer roundup.
Forward to seeing more of those. Yes, the Informer roundup for December, where one of us gets together and posts our thoughts of the month that was, and we go through all the Informer articles, in this case for December. So You can have a read on the Informer website, informer.rsbnb.com. All the articles are there. Quite interesting that month, if I do say so myself. So please do have a read. We will all enjoy that if you read our articles. Alrighty, pick.
Oh, pick. Right, I have a pick. I was trying to make this special because obviously it's my last show, but I completely forgot about it until 5 minutes before. So I was watching. I was watching a concert, just did like a DVD of a concert by Adam Lambert called Glam Nation Live. And you can either watch it, actually like watch the DVD, or you can just get the CD album of his live performances. Ooh. And either one are good. But basically, I just love this because Adam Lambert has an amazing voice. Not because I'm attracted to, I mean, watching the actual footage of it is a bit frightening because some of his dance moves are really, really disturbing. As soon as you get past that, though, it's fine. And his voice just is, blows your mind.
We got a little bromance going on here.
Just a wee bit.
Well, it is consistent with other things that you have posted or talked about before regarding musical tastes.
I've already given my I probably like more gay singers than non-gay singers.
You like Justin Bieber?
No, actually I don't. No, that's not really true. There aren't enough of them.
I put like an angry letter in the morning from some stupid girl about that comment.
I wish we had stupid girls listening to our show.
We're a stupid boy. Take your pick.
The reason I mainly love this and I am advocating the live show is because I was listening to one of the songs in particular. He does a song called Sleepwalker, and that's I hate that song normally on his album For Your Entertainment, but the live version of it just made me love it. So he turned it into an amazing song just with the live performance, and no other artist can do that. Usually live performances make songs suck, so that was amazing for me. That is all. You should get Glam Nation. All right.
Was that one of your Christmas gifts?
No. I'd actually had it for a while. I just didn't really watch it.
Okay.
All
right.
So,
what have we been up to? Let's let Trekkie go first.
Why me?
Because you're the guest.
Alrighty. I've spent since it's just Tuesday, I spent the weekend basically doing engineering.
You're coming back from the Christmas break, so that we had a week where we didn't actually talk.
The week? Didn't do much over the week. Just went out with the family, did things and that, and on RS, but I've been doing dungeoneering for the past weekend. I'm going to try and go for a 90 dungeon, hopefully by tomorrow or by Thursday. And I was thinking about doing construction until I get this behind the scenes things about you need 90 fire making. Oh, crap.
Well, I got maple logs if you want an upgrade.
I got 30k maple logs. I don't need any more. God.
You sure?
Yes. I'm happy with my willows, too.
Last person that said that got blocked for, I think, over a year.
Shane, if you block me, that actually makes my life a little bit easier. I don't get annoying political messages every day. You always send me those, and you know how I feel about those anyway.
Okay, back to the point.
GV?
I'm here. What have I been doing?
What you been up? Yeah.
Sleeping down under.
Christian. Yeah, I wish.
That is Australia.
It's the same geographical area.
He said down under. That's Australia, right?
No, down under just refers to anything below the equator, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure it does. But thank you for at least... Thank you for defending me, Shane.
Also, no.
I haven't really been doing that much. I didn't really do much for Christmas either.
Hmm. Isn't it hot down there right now?
Yeah. Although we had floods over the new year. Christmas was really hot. We had, I think it was 25 or something degrees where I was. Celsius.
Oh, that's not hot.
I know.
It's hot for us. And it was a, you know, no clouds in the sky type day. That's our summer. So it was a really good day. And then, yeah, floods over the new year. Also, Christchurch has had a lot of earthquakes.
Japan, yeah.
Again.
We've had it rough. Not me. I'm nowhere near there.
And,
but
you know,
yes.
It's fair to say, yes, you're not there.
Yeah. But but they've had it rough. So poor New Zealand. Yeah, feel sorry for us.
And Japan had a nice waking up call with the 7.
Oh, I heard that about heard about that too.
On New Year's Eve.
Well, wasn't that like a 3 or 4?
No, it was a 7.
It was a 7.
Oh, okay. So, that's a bit different.
But then
we
again,
had a 6. Christchurch.
Well, for me, it was New Year's Eve because we heard it around 9. It happened around 9 p.m. my time. So.
Oh.
I was watching the news, seeing what crazy new laws was coming up for California, and it's going to be a fun year for us, too. Shark fin soup is now banned in California.
Ooh.
That's interesting to know, but I believe, is there anything else you want to share, Chief?
No. All I have to talk about is the weather.
That's kind of what you resort to when there's nothing left.
Yeah, I'm working again as of today.
He's waiting for winter's day in July.
Yes.
Alright, so Shane, what have you been up to, old boy?
Well, over the Christmas break, I didn't really touch RuneScape at all.
Mm-hmm. Except to get some extra points.
Yeah, to get my loyalty points.
Awkward.
And last night, actually. Well, you still got one day.
One day. Oh.
Today and tomorrow, actually. But today was the 11th day, so tomorrow's the 12th day, I think, at 1 p.m. your time it starts. So aside from doing that, I just got 85 Hunter. Which is something I said. I was listening to one of the early episodes when we were doing the clip show, I think. And I said on episode 290 that I was going for 85 Hunter in January 2011.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And it took me that long to get it. So I finished that up and just got my loyalty points, as I said. Maybe only did 2 herb farming runs, so even slowed that down a bit. Aside from that, I just played through Modern Warfare 3. That was a Christmas gift. And started programming in Objective-C for OS X.
Woo!
Which is...
yeah.
Which is more... more... It's more... it's easier to do than programming in Linux, so I hear.
I would not know.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Okay.
So, that's what I've been working on, and it's amazing how it's set up. It's coming from the background I have of programming my own interfaces by hand. At first, it didn't make any sense, but more as I'm beginning to understand why it does the things it does, it's making a whole lot more sense. So,
he's happy.
I'm a bit happy about that, and I hear Trekkie having a conversation in the background there.
I am.
I thought I just heard you speaking to someone.
No. Unless you mean my yawning.
Oh, okay.
It is late, man. It's 1 a.m. I'm tired.
Yeah, well, we're almost done here. I think that's it. I don't have anything else to say. We just got one more thing to tie off for this episode.
Oh.
Chief? You know what that is.
Oh.
Well, as we did mention, Trekkie's here for a specific reason, in that Trekkie's taking over.
Yay.
Taking the reins.
Very patriotically.
So, okay, I can go without the music, please. Thank you there, Trekkie. But as I said during the clip show, we'd just like to say thank you to Chief Snake for everything.
Hey.
We wouldn't have ended up with the product we have today if he wasn't on the show with me for the past 2 years.
No. Why, thank you.
And, you know, I think we substantially changed RSBNB Update. We changed perceptions of things. Farming, bots,
nice
honesty training in the game.
I know.
Overall, pretty successful, I think. I think our listeners will say that they like the show. And as we can see by the energetic questions we get, all the audio questions, Sorensen, Ryan, and Johnny Great this week and all the other past weeks. So, listeners, now comes your part, in that I must inform you that nothing's really going to change here. You already know Trekkie, just different voice.
More Asian-ness.
Yeah, I don't know if people knew that, but you are Asian.
Oh, I've been saying that since the very beginning of time. If you don't still know that by now, I think you should be on the forums a lot more. Come on down, join the crowd.
Nice.
Number two.
And also to the... And also to the listeners, don't worry. It's not because Chief and I don't like each other anymore. I still will be talking to him the same way that I do talk to him now.
Well.
Everything is essentially going to stay the same aside from the show. And this is beginning of a new year for RSBNB Update. So, and for anybody wondering, we will, of course, try to get Chief back for the special episodes, should they ever appear, anniversaries, farming updates, that kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see about that. They will have to be special farming updates, but...
Yes, that's what I mean. That's the point where we've just reserved for special updates, like anniversaries and whatnot, so...
Okay. It would basically be a new farming patch somewhere.
No, it'd have to be much more substantial than that. So,
like something to usurp the magic trees would be ideal.
Yes, or a way of adding it on so or, that it becomes a more useful skill in the rest of the game or something.
Or they finally open up the elven passage and we get new elven trees that you have need 99 farming to grow.
Yes, that's true.
And the elven trees will make have fruit which you can use to make crystal bows and weapons and stuff. And they're better than Boros.
Trekkie, I give you my blessing as new co-host.
That's a good transition there between that quest line that I know Trekkie so desperately wants. And yes, so,
I would really like to finish that quest line before I die.
Me too.
I would like to finish before 12/12/2012. You know?
Me too. I would probably do that.
We should do it as one gigantic group if there's not an instance thing.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, well, it probably will be. But anyways, so I think that's a good note to end on. So, Chief, do you have anything you want to say?
Nope. I've been told I need to give a speech by Trekkie.
If you
but
want.
I don't have it prepared, so I'm not going to give one. But thank you, Shane. It has been a pleasure to be able to co-host the show for the past 2 years, I suppose. I was just thinking before, wow, it hasn't been 2 years. It's been 1 year or so. But then I realized it actually has been 2 years, except I just haven't been here for the last year. So, it has been a great privilege in some respects, and I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And at times I have hated it just because of so much commitment. But everyone has to do that. So
that's the way it goes, and
it's been an amazing experience.
Alright, Chief, Brad 2.0. I have big shoes to fill. I wish you a great time in New Zealand and whatever you're doing. And
Thank you. I hope, but I'll be back at some
great
point.
Blessings to your future endeavors, and may let's see, what's a good Star Trek quote to end this on, then this on, Shane?
Oh no. Okay, fair enough. It is your show.
What's LLEP?
Oh dear, you don't know what that is? Mr. Spock?
Oh, that. Why did you...
Do-do-do?
No, that's just... No, that quote doesn't work. Not for this.
The more things change, the more they stay the same?
Oh my gosh. We cannot end on that.
May the heavens bless you for all eternity. Now that's crud. Let's
see. You could have just said live long and prosper, really. Everyone would have understood that, at least.
No, that's overused.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see.
Like, clearly Trekkie doesn't have anything, so.
Ever.
It's okay, Trekkie. You already said what you need to say.
I appreciate the amount of thought that you put into that.
Well, it's okay. And, you know, as you said, Chief, anytime you want to just come back for an episode, it's perfectly good.
Ah, here's one. It is possible to commit no errors and still lose. That is not a weakness. That is life. Me.
Cool.
Now that's a good note to end on, I think.
This is so stupid. All right, so good night, everybody. I seriously need some sleep. Brad.
Yeah.
Good night.
May, you know, what the heck, live long and prosper into health and long life.
I nearly thought you were going to say, may the force be with you. But...
Oh.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Yes, yeah, so thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Nighty-night.